You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning to everybody. This fine Sunday morning. It is an early morning, and we are getting ready to kick off this day. I have a pretty big day ahead of me. Actually, I'm going to be going to watch my son's first football game today, and he's going to be playing at brand new positions, and he's going to be playing with a bunch of 7th and 8th graders because he just went into the 7th grade this year. So daddy can be a little bit nervous about different stuff, but he's going to be trying out some new stuff. He's going to be wide receiver, working on cornerback position, so we're getting ready. We'll be heading out of here about 10, 15 or so to be able to head over to a little bit of football action. So it's that time of year. The temperatures are cooling off at nighttime. It's a little chilly outside, but that's what happens when you progress through the year and we're getting away from some of the heat and away from the beach time, which makes us very sad, but that's okay. So today's podcast is going to be about three different areas of the brain work that we talk about all the time. And I posted it on Coffee Talk on Connect platform, which is part of the Weight Watchers social media aspect of this whole journey. And then I also posted it on No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page, which is a bunch of people getting together to be able to talk about different stuff to do with our journeys in general. So the three areas that I want to talk about are it's three different phrases that I want you to think about, okay? The first one I want you to think about is, you hear, but are you listening? You know, it's a great question because all three of these things stood out to me the other day when I read this or I saw this picture, and it really resonated with me because I feel like this is the way that I've changed my journey and changed the way that I view things. And part of the brain work that goes into being successful with this whole entire thing is to actually go and think about these things that you've changed. And it's not just about the scale, the number, and the different things that you're trying to be able to work on, but it's more about how you handle things and how you're approaching life and how you're digging in and beyond things that are beyond the number and the scale, and the scale that doesn't define you. We hear that all the time from a lot of people, but it's so true when you think about it. So the first one is, you hear, but are you listening? The second one is, you exist, but are you living? And the third one is, you look, but do you see? So let's talk about all three of those. Three of them that are very important to me in my journey, in which I feel like has added a lot of success to where I'm at so far and has helped prepare me for when things happen that aren't very good, or things that happen that go down a direction of sadness or depression or those kind of things. These three things help me. So you hear, but are you listening? That's the first piece. I used to be a guy that used to listen so that I could give answers. That was the way that I approached things. I would listen to whatever the situation was, so I always had an answer in the hopper, or I was always able to just answer to listen to answer the question or fix the situation. When I changed the way that I view that part of it, and I opened up my ears and I listened to everything that I was being told to me, or everything that was being that was going on around me, I was able to then change the way that I approach things. I was able to listen to people, not only because I wanted to hear what they had to say, but I also wanted to learn from those people. I didn't always come into the approach when I was growing up in Massachusetts. We always took it as being the fact of, my view is right and that's the way it's going to be, and so you got to get on board with that. Well, that's not necessarily the truth, because when you think about it, the way you have to approach it is that I love the fact that I have a view, an opinion, and different things, but I don't necessarily know if that's the right one. And I don't necessarily know if my opinion is going to matter to that other person that I'm talking to or discussing this with. So once I started to change the lens that I was looking through with listening, I started to then appreciate some of the things that were being said to me or things that were going on around me and those kind of things. So it really changed the game for me a lot, and it changed the way that I view things. And on the other hand, think about this. If you're listening to somebody and you're actually engaging in a conversation with them, what do you think that does for them? It's not just about you here. What do you think it does for the other person on the receiving end of that listening skill set that you've worked on and that you've really challenged yourself to appreciate and nurture those relationships? They feel valued. They feel appreciated. They feel like they're listening to me. And sometimes in life, when we go through things, you just want to be heard. So if you're that ear that you're lending to somebody, listen to them. Don't just hear them. Listen to them. Soak it in. They don't need an answer. They just need to be heard at that moment in time. I learned that in my own family life with my wife and my son. If I can stop and just listen to what they're saying, sometimes you can weed through some of the noise and really figure out, oh, wow. This is really important to them, or that is really something that matters to them. And instead of me getting my egotistical, manly man self going on there with my voice billowing above everybody else's because I'm loud and obnoxious, I just listen. And I stop trying to fix a situation all the time when I can rather listen to the situation and help aid or guide the situation, or help to alleviate some of the pressure that goes on the outside of it, or just listen. That's it. It's so helpful. So try that part of it. So that's the first one. You hear, but are you listening? You should really think about that part of your journey. Second thing, you exist, but are you living? Now, this is a big one because some of us are just going through the motions. We're just going through the everyday motions, whether it's with work, whether it's with life, whether it's with family, whether it's with anything. And we're going through the motions and we're staying on course and just doing the things that need to be done. Right. So like in our health journeys, a lot of times we get stuck in the ruts because it's consistency and we're just doing what works. And that's the way it is. When we always talk about breaking through plateaus and changing the way you do things with your eating and your working out and your health and all the different things, it's the same thing in life. If you continue to do the same exact thing over and over and over again, and you're just going through the motions, you're just existing. That's a really big difference than living. Because if you're living, then you're embracing. You're valuing, you're appreciating, you're loving all the different things that go on with all the different situations that are happening around you. If you're living your life, is a way different concept than just existing in that life. So for me, I think I've always had to put a focus on enjoying the moment, parking in that spot, and just appreciating today for what it is. And really looking at the fact that the time that I spend with my wife or my son or my family or anybody, because there's a lot of stuff going on in my life right now. I've got everything from, you know, Alzheimer's in the family to illnesses and different stuff that are going on. And when you think about it, you have to appreciate your life for what it is right now, right? Live in the moment and live your life. Change the way that you do things because you can't just exist. Because if you just exist, by the time you're in your 80s or 70s, what is your life really amounted to? You know, you might have lived a pretty good life, but is there a legacy that you've left behind? Is there something that you can literally look back and say, what a life they lived? They're not going to say to you, oh, they existed. What a great existence that they had. No, they're going to say, what a great life that you lived. And that's really part of it. Part of my framework that I've changed is that I need to live in the moment and live my life for what it's worth and live my life adding value and appreciation to everything that's going on around me and to the people that are around me. So one of the reasons that I jumped into podcasting, one of the reasons that I jumped into Coffee Talk, jumped into blogging, all the different things, is because I want to appreciate life for what it is. It's a risk to take when you put yourself out there, when you're doing the different things that we're doing. But you know what? It's well worth the risk because I'm living my life. I'm not just existing. I'm going to leave my mark. And that's really where I feel, whether I have haters or whether I have people that doubt me or that look at me and say, what are you doing? How can you really think you're going to accomplish something with that? That's my driving force to know I'm doing the right things and I'm living my life, because other people might be afraid to live their life and maybe they're afraid to step outside of the box. So this has really been a big difference maker for me with my family, with my love, with my passions, with everything that I'm able to work with. So think about that today. The second question, you exist, but are you living? Okay. And thirdly, you look, but do you see? There's a really great concept. I think I put it out on Connect a long time ago. It's about a year ago. And there was a user that's on Connect, username is @faithisfat. And I had put out a coffee talk post that had a picture of a landscape. It was a painting that was on there. And on there I said, what would you write on your canvas? Or what do you see in this picture? Right? Rather than just a landscape with a couple bushes and a little bit of a lake behind and maybe a lighthouse or whatever. What do you actually see in this landscape? What do you see in the picture? And some people might just say that I just see grass and a lighthouse and whatever else. It's beautiful. That's great. But what do you actually see? Do you see what the finite details of that painting looks like? Right? Do you see, or do you dig a little bit deeper to find out the perfections that are in there? The birds that are chirping, the wind that's flowing, the grass that's swaying, the, I don't know, sky that's brighter blue than it ever has been before. All the little things that you miss as going by and the noise is happening throughout all of your journeys and the noise is happening in all of our lives. Are you actually looking? I mean, are you actually seeing what you're looking at? Or do you just look at it as passing by as another one of those things as part of the existence piece? Are you actually seeing what you're looking at? Are you actually digging in a little bit deeper? Finding out the root cause to problems. Thinking to yourself, I look at this problem that I have in front of me and I want to come up with a really quick solution, rather than what's caused that problem to happen and how can I dig a little bit deeper and what can I see around it that's causing these issues to happen, such as our health journey or finances or work-related stuff. This has been a big one because a lot of times when I look at things, I see surface value in my life. I've always seen kind of like my first impression is, boom, then I'm done with that. When I've never really dug into until maybe the last 5 years or so to really look and really dig in to see what's going on around me. And the reasons why people are the way that they are, or the reasons why the situation happened the way that it is. What's the root cause? Am I actually seeing what I'm looking at? Do I look at that landscape and I just go, it's grass? Or do I look at the landscape and say, I wonder how many years that's been there? And I wonder what kind of tilling happened to be able to put that garden in there? Or how long it took to build that lighthouse and what kind of manpower and work it put up there and the person that put the thought and process into making it as beautiful as it is in the landscape of New England or whatever, right? There's a difference. Are you looking or are you seeing? So there's your three questions. You hear, but are you listening? You exist, but are you living? And you look, but do you see? Three questions to ask yourself. Am I living my life and embracing the journey that I'm on? Or am I just going through the motions to try to lose weight? Right? Because 3/4 of this, as we talk about on Coffee Talk, is mental. 3/4 of this is how we're thinking about things, how we're responding to things, and how we get through life and get through the problems that we're going through rather than stuffing our face with pies, but preparing ourselves for situations that might arise by the way that we're thinking, the way that we're feeling, the way that we are navigating through all the journeys that we're on. So think about those things today. Because I know for me, it's a Sunday morning. I'm reflective, going to go watch football with the family, going to go spend some good quality time. And again, I'm going to embrace every single moment. I might be nervous for my son, but I'm going to live in that moment to know that we are here together and we're just going to live in this moment and embrace every single one of the things that are going on around us. So I hope that helps you as much as it helped me, because when I saw that image, it stood out to me and it screamed at me. And I'm going to be printing this and putting this to the side of my desktop here, because I think that if we can continue to push forward, and these resonate with me because these are things that I've really tried to work on. That's why it stood out to me so much. So think about that in your journey as you are preparing yourself for the day, or you're kicking yourself off to go spend some quality time on Labor Day with the family. Just think about those things. Are you listening to those around you? Are you living your life in the moment and really embracing what's going on around you? And are you seeing what's going on, or are you just looking at the landscape? Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at LiquidShano1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.